Well, what is it with men and their emotions? Some people would have us believe that we don't have any or that we never show them. But have you ever seen two buddies watching their favorite team together? You will definitely see emotions from joy to sadness. So stay tuned for Men and Emotions When Manning Up Can Bring You Down on this episode of the Repurposed Man podcast. Have you really thought about how much of a part in our lives that emotions play? And, you know, remember God who made everything. And when he did make everything, he said it was very good. He didn't exclude feelings and emotions. You know, contrary to popular belief, men do have feelings and emotions. The issue is that we may not always know what to do with them. And sometimes we may suffer in silence. We may act out in a physical way. But we do have feelings and emotions. Now, if we agree that God gave us feelings and emotions and that they do serve a purpose, then why are we prone to hide them or act as if they don't exist? Now, let me clarify a couple things. One, when we're talking about emotions and feelings, most of the time what we're talking about is the negative feelings, the negative emotions like anger, depression, anxiety, those kinds of things. Because rarely do we have a problem expressing our joy. And that is a topic for another time, but it ties into this. So again, if we understand that we have feelings, we have emotions, and they do serve a purpose, then why are we prone to hide them or act as if they don't exist? Well, in my opinion, it's a result that we can draw a straight line back to Adam and the garden and the introduction of pride. And we can also add the cultural component of how we are taught to handle our emotions. Now, let me be real clear about this. I am not advocating for more passive and feminine men. God knows we've been sliding down that hill for a while. You know, but we're taught, as I know I was, that boys don't cry, men don't cry. It's a sign of weakness to be vulnerable, to show your feelings, to seem like you're not in control. And so that's kind of the way we've been enculturated and socialized. But I'm encouraging all of us to quit denying the very things that help us grow personally and relationally, the very things that God has given us. As a counselor, I've seen firsthand how men that do this have destructive consequences personally and relationally. But also as a man, I have personally experienced this. There are times I clam up because I want to seem in control and strong, but in reality, I may be suffering inside and not handling what's going on. And this is unfair to those around me, and it really demonstrates an unwillingness to fall under the Spirit's guidance and counsel. I'm no different than you. I have been depressed, and like a lot of guys, I tend to isolate and enter a cave of forgetfulness as it relates to God's grace, provision, and his goodness to me. You know, Psalm 42 says that we have hope even in the midst of this. 42:11 says, "Why are you cast down, O my soul?" Basically, why are you depressed? Why are you feeling low? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? But then it says, "Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God." So we do have hope, but we have to maintain our perspective of hope as believers. But also, I think something that brings us down and something we'll talk about in the future is, what are we delighting in? What do you delight in? Do you delight in money? Do you delight in status? Do you delight in accomplishments? Because God's very clear about what we are to delight in, but also the benefits of that. It says that we're to delight in the law of the Lord, his word. In Psalm 1, it says, "Blessed is the man whose delight is in the law of the Lord." That's what we need to delight in. But there is a benefit to that. The law of the Lord, the word of God, gives us comfort. It gives us wisdom. It gives us counsel. You know, I think that's something that we need to be discussing more readily and more often with fellow believers. And guys, that's why I talk about so much when I talk to men. It's about accountability, but it's also fellowship. It's about being in community because we need that, and God understands that about us. He created us to be social beings, emotional beings. And that's where we're going to start, and that's probably where we'll leave off today. But let me ask you this, or if you feel like that and you want a little bit of some perspective, I would just encourage you to email me, bob@therepurposedman.com, and I have a little simple tool called the Life Graph. It's a simple little tool that might help you gain some perspective and awareness that I can send to you. Again, it's a very simple little thing. But again, so much of what we need to do is gain an awareness and be honest about where we're at emotionally. So next week, we'll pick up with this theme. And so until then, please leave a comment. I really appreciate you leaving comments in the review section of the podcast. And this is Bob Dyer for the Repurposed Man podcast. And remember, you're not alone. You've been made new. So have a great Thanksgiving and a great rest of the week.